This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. This is a weekly program. It becomes a podcast as well. A lot of the sage information gets boiled down so that we put it into a podcast. You can find it anytime at theamericanfamilyfarmershow.com. Pretty cool thing. I think this program, it certainly goes a long way to helping people understand what's going on in our connection with the food and family and the farm, which is very important these days. I start each program with some news. Here's another black eye for the Chinese that will affect a lot of us in agriculture. We certainly have heard a lot about that horrible murder hornet that's making its way up and down the West Coast. They're trying to saw down a tree about 2-3 weeks ago that had a nest with a queen bee in it, or a couple of them, and they're trying to kill them. They're trying to find out what it'll take to kill them and then kill them. So here's another black eye for China. There has been spotted what they call a longhorn tick. They're all over the Northeast, apparently, in Connecticut, New York. Connecticut Veterinary Medical Diagnostic Laboratory reporting the identification of this tick. It's defined, you see a picture of it, it's just damn gross. I mean, that hornet, the murder hornet, is gross. This is even more gross, if there can be anything that's more gross. This identification of a new tick species that came from China, the New York laboratory, New York State Animal and Public Health officials worked with the folks at UConn to identify this tick, which is a disease-carrying, horrible arachnid that is in moist areas now, long grasses. The fall leaf litter has a lot of these in them, and they are attacking humans and animals alike. There are a lot of different species of ticks. I think most of us on the farm know that. People generally think of one tick species in particular when they worry about illness, the deer tick, little tick that attaches itself very small, and you see a red sort of circle around where the tick has bitten you, and that's not good. You need to get checked out after that. The bigger ticks, not so much, until we get down to this horrible long-horned tick from China, which apparently is another carrier not only of Lyme disease, but other stuff as well. It's full of disease-causing agents. And once again, we find ourselves learning that this tick was created in a laboratory in, I don't know if it was Wuhan or not, but someplace in China. And they brought it over here to spread it around like the murder hornet and like the Wuhan virus. So when we're going to get into understanding what these people are doing over there, The tick causes a lot of damage because it can increase in population in a huge exponential fashion. If you look at a picture of these things, they have long horns and tentacles on them so they can dig deeper into your skin, into your flesh. Good God. Oof. Anyway, you can get more information on this. If you've seen strange ticks or ticks you haven't recognized, you can go to the UConn.edu website to learn more about this tick, the Chinese longhorn tick. Just gross, 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 gross. So as we move ahead, another item of interest in the news department this week from the world of agriculture: the new administration promises a return to tougher scrutiny of practices from the Environmental Protection Agency. Now, Trump promised to drain the swamp, remember? And one of the things that we were hoping for as farmers is that they would get rid of, his administration, get rid of the ridiculous, stupid focus on some of the minuscule things that really had no business being a big deal, but the last administration, the Obama people, made a big deal out of it. Well, now, apparently, there's a lot of pressure because there are a lot of divisions among the Democrats as to how to move on the quote-unquote progressives and their agenda. The younger members of the Democratic Party say, we got to have more environmental regulations. Okay, swell. I think most of us would agree that we need to protect the environment. Certainly farmers are on the leading edge of that. All the farmers I know, I mean, think about it this way. Why would any intelligent farmer want to ruin his land, his cropland, his way of survival? Farmers make some mistakes. We've done some things over the years that when we're told, okay, this doesn't probably make sense. But to not be able, for example, to spread manure on snow, stupid. To not be able to spread manure at any time of the year and plow it in the ground, stupid. That kind of stuff. The people who came along and said, there's a puddle in your driveway, that's a waterway. We're going to regulate it. Stupid. So hopefully the Biden team, as it moves ahead, picking cabinet folks, there are a lot of people who are trying to jockey for positions. And in the ag department, it's the same. The USDA is every place else. There's a push between the progressives and the moderates. And so anyway, the agriculture secretary is likely to be Heidi Heitkamp, although there are a lot of progressives who don't want her there. She was a former North Dakota senator. She has led a group dedicated to bolstering Democrats' connection to rural America, and they had some impact this year because Trump wasn't very popular with those. I mean, there are some states like Iowa that stayed with him, but there also are a lot of states that were farm states that didn't stay. There was a lot of moving around of votes and voters this year. So anyway, the other person who's in the role or in the review is a black congresswoman from Cleveland named Marcia Fudge. And let's see here, California Ag Secretary Karen Ross, who is she was the chief of staff to Tom Vilsack. He was the ag secretary with Barack Obama. She went to anybody from California, you can scratch them off as far as I'm concerned. Sherry Bustos of Illinois, who is in the House of Representatives. Maybe she gets into it. Anyway, there's a lot of, there's a Maine rep named Shelley Pingree, member of the House Ag Committee, who owns an organic farm. That'd be an interesting pick to actually have a farmer, a working farmer, who is going to be ag secretary. So we'll watch that over the next couple of weeks, see who shows up. All right, let's get into a way to keep yourself healthy, wealthy, and wise as Thanksgiving comes around. I want you to know about the special deal from Calitrin. Those of you who have listened to me, various programs that I do, heard me talking for the past 3-4 years about Calitrin, the healthiest way to lose weight, keep it off. You want to keep yourself away from being sick, high blood pressure, that kind of stuff, which leads to, as the studies are showing, having a problem with coronavirus. So lose that weight. Get your belly fat down. Get your body mass index down. And make sure that you stay on the program. The good thing about Thanksgiving is that they have another special deal at toploss.com to buy Calitrin. You can buy any number you want from 3 to 30 and get an equal match. That's the special Thanksgiving going into Christmas deal. So you buy 3, you get 3 months free. You buy 4 months, you get 4 months free. Get everybody in the family involved in this and protect yourself. Even if you don't think you have a problem, this is a great product to help you not only lose weight, but get a better night's rest. The ingredients are great for calming you down. And that's one of the ways you lose the weight. So let's check into toploss.com. That's my advice. I do it. Please take my advice and do it yourself. The healthy, right way to lose weight and to make sure your body is kind of tuned up. Calitrin is not stimulant or drug-driven. It's all natural. That's why I'm the promoter of that kind of stuff. Go to toploss.com. Use the DJV code on checkout to make sure you don't have to pay for shipping or to get these great Thanksgiving deals. That's toploss.com. The checkout code is DJV.
Certain vaccines are needed throughout infancy, adolescence, and adulthood. That's why it's important to follow a trusted vaccination schedule. Here's Washington Representative and Women in Government Board of Vice Chair Cindy Ryu.
According to the CDC, as many as 50,000 adults die from vaccine-preventable diseases each year. That's why it's important to talk with your doctor about these infections and develop the best vaccine plan for you and your family. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get thanks grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get thanks grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Continuing on now in this week's American Family Farmer Show, I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to James Garman, who is the CEO of Canico CBD. So you come from a small place in north central Kansas. You've got a degree in what agricultural pursuit did you follow when you went to school, James?
Well, it was milling and grain science at Kansas State University. I admittedly wasn't a fantastic student.
That's okay.
So I ended up graduating in business. So a couple different pursuits, but business was the one that took the cake at the end.
Right. All right. So, but you came from a farm. Was your wife a farm kid as well?
You know, she wasn't. She's from the San Diego, California area.
So you met her when you went to San Diego. Okay. Yeah.
That's correct. Well, no, we met in college. So her grandparents are from Kansas.
Oh.
They attended Kansas State. So, Yeah, we met here, and she twisted my arm a little bit and took me to the coast.
All right. So you went to San Diego, and then did you go back to Kansas after spending some time in San Diego, Southern California?
Yeah, that's correct. So we spent 2010 to 2020 in San Diego. We still have ties out there, but with some opportunities in this hemp space that brought us back to Kansas.
Right.
So that's kind of where we're leading the charge with Canico currently.
All right. So hemp, big business. I was just talking to you off the air about what I'm trying to do on my farm here in Massachusetts. Unfortunately, Massachusetts is not among the leading states when it comes. It was until the governor pulled a plug on all of the CBD stuff. So one of the things I want to pursue with you is how this company has developed and what your special products are, that sort of thing. But I also want to know how politics has entered into the reality of what you've been able to accomplish. And I ask that question knowing here in Massachusetts that the biggest input, the biggest reason the governor pulled the plug was because of the push from the drug companies, because they know that CBD works. So, you know, you get into that circumstance and you think, what are we fighting about here? And I think where you're going to go with your company sooner or later, or at least you'll have the opportunity to have one of the big drug companies come along and say, okay, we're going to buy you out. Here's $100 million. Go away.
Possibly. It's not far-fetched by any means.
No, not under any circumstance. All right, so we've taken you from a small town in north central Kansas to the west coast to back to Kansas again. We're going to talk about this company that you're running called Canico and how the hemp space is a way to improve life down on the farm. It's the American Family Farmer Show you're listening to.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm, I ain't hearing nothing, such a beautiful sound. We can take the tractor down the road, go walking around the bend, play by the river.
Back into the fold here on the American Family Farmer. Excuse me, people wonder out loud sometimes when I'm talking to them about hemp and that sort of thing. What has this got to do with agriculture? Well, I may be a great spokesperson. I'm thinking James Garman, who's the CEO of Canico CBD, is an even better spokesperson because he's further down the road than I am as far as hemp is concerned. And so in the farming business, what brought you around to you're a fifth generation farmer? You're cultivating hemp, right?
Yes, that's correct. Focused on hemp.
How hard a job...
You're right.
Yeah, go ahead. Excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt.
Hey, no sweat. I was just going to say, you're right. Yeah, fifth generation farm. Grew up in north central Kansas on that farm, and that's always been, you know, traditional farming methods, corn, wheat, beans, cattle, all that good stuff. So, you know, you take small town Kansas and bring hemp along, and you get... creates a little buzz, let's put it that way.
Yeah. Well, it's good because, well, at least in my neck of the woods, as I was telling you off the air, the reason I wanted to do it, I'm excited about the possibilities of growing cannabis on my farm because it pays the mortgage off, but I'm more excited about growing hemp because it helps not only me on the land that I used to use for corn for cows, but it's good for a lot of farmers, dairy people around here, who need to do something productive. And the hemp growing is about four times as valuable, if you will, in terms of growing and what you net out of the fields than growing hay or some of the other things that you might do produce-wise. So is that what was it that brought you, what was your thinking when you went into the hemp business? What flipped the light switch?
Well, it's a good question, Doug. I think, you know, for me, living on the West Coast for 10 years, you see different concepts than you see in the Midwest, you know, where you're growing up on a traditional farm. You're seeing direct consumer models and small acreages, small operations that are doing very well versus traditional farmers that might be running 2, 3, 4, 5,000 acres of traditional crops and, you know, squeaking by. So, you know, like you said, you've got this different types of land, maybe parts of pastures or land that's not necessarily being farmed for traditional crops. What can we do with that? You know, so for a long time, it was, for me, I was interested in molding the West Coast with the Midwest and what can we do, you know, to make that happen. So we looked at hops and lavender and all this kind of stuff. And when regulation started shift in 2018 towards industrial hemp, then we hopped on board in Kansas when we could file an application in 2019. So that's what really brought me to farming hemp. And of course, being exposed to cannabis and, you know, understanding that industry on the West Coast and hemp and stuff out there. So, you know, some existing interest in that. So fast forward a few years and here we are, farming hemp and all the challenges it brings with us.
You have a production facility that takes the hemp and makes it into the various products that come out of the hemp plant?
We do. My partner had a processing extractor here on site. They've since wound it down and relocated it, sold out of his portion. So what we prefer to do with is just work with an established manufacturer. That way, you know, we can carry products from the field to the shelf and, you know, do it in a facility that's FDA registered, that's cGMP compliant, food grade facilities, and just make sure that that manufacturing process is super tight, which is most important at the end of the day when it comes to consumer safety and product quality.
Yeah. Well, the focus is strong and intelligent. I will tell you that from my research. And it is a way to be more progressive, if you will, in modern farming. We're continuing our conversation in the next half hour of the American Family Farmer with James Garman, who's the CEO of Canico CBD. I'm Doug Steffen.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
KFC's Colonel Sanders here. We all love sitting down to a home-cooked meal with family, but there's rarely enough hours in a day to do the cooking. So let me do the cooking for you. Well, not me personally, and that's just a turn of phrase. Your KFC will do the actual cooking. The point is, let someone else do the home cooking for you. Come to KFC and pick up a $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings to feed your family. Order ahead or use contactless delivery at KFC.com. Limited time only at participating locations only. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com to...
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Drug makers Pfizer and BioNTech announced Wednesday that after the completion of the Phase 3 trial of their coronavirus vaccine, it was found to be 95% effective without serious safety concerns observed. Pfizer says they will ask the Food and Drug Administration for emergency use approval at the end of the week. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines should be ready to go by the end of the year.
By the end of December, we expect to have about 40 million doses of these two vaccines available for distribution.
That's good news coming on a grim day in the pandemic as the country passes 250,000 confirmed deaths from COVID. There was an average of 1,167 deaths from the disease per day last week. An additional 77,000 Americans remain hospitalized, and the country is averaging around 160,000 new COVID cases a day. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Lindy McDaniel, an all-star reliever who appeared in nearly 1,000 Major League Baseball games over 21 seasons, has died. He was 84. McDaniel debuted with the St. Louis Cardinals as a 19-year-old in 1955 and won 15 games as a starter 2 years later before transitioning to the bullpen. He led the majors with 27 saves in 1960.
And when baseball expanded, of course, we had to start traveling by airplane, fly to the West Coast, and because it was too far to go by train and take too long. And the expansion of baseball is really an interesting part of baseball history and how it's caught on all over and other countries as well, especially Japan after World War II. They really took to baseball, and baseball expanded to Latin American countries and Puerto Rico and Dominican Republic and Cuba even and places like that. So baseball is really seeing a great expansion to from 8 clubs that were in each league, and all you had at the end of the season was the top club of each league actually playing in the World Series.
Close friend Bill Chambers says he died Saturday night in a suburb outside of Dallas, Texas. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown. They got him on his feet.
Moving back into our discussion of what you can do on your land, the American Family Farmer is about what small farmers, independent family farmers can do to better survive. I guess that's the right word, because that's what we're all focused on these days. And here's an example from James Garman from Canaco CBD. You can go to Canaco, K-A-N-N-A-C-O, CanacoCBD.com, and find out how he's turning his farming business around. And I wonder about the, there are certain challenges that we all face in staying alive. How much of a factor has government been in how much you grow, how you grow it? I know here they're apoplectic about having any THC involved with the product. Is it 3%? I think you got to have less than 3% for it to be considered hemp. Because the plants, for those of you who don't know, hemp plants and marijuana plants look exactly the same, except they don't have, the hemp plant doesn't have the THC in it, right?
Yes, correct. It's not supposed to. The federal and state regulations is typically less than 0.3% THC.
That's it. So 0.3, yeah.
That's pretty significant considering that, your cannabis and the marijuana side is generally, 20, 30%. It's a lot higher. So 0.3% is a significant spec to hit. And that, you know, that comes from the breeder side too. But luckily, you know, there's some, you know, some excellent breeders out there that are making it happen for the farmers. So then it's on the farmer to raise that crop and manage it appropriately. So that way, it doesn't quote unquote go hot, meaning that if the state comes out to test it, when they test it, it doesn't, supersede 0.3% THC. If it does, essentially you'd be directed to, destroy the crop and then you're looking at a total loss.
Yeah. So, right. Exactly. That's what's happening here. Too. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. And it's not uncommon. It happens. In Kansas, I think, you know, government hasn't been a major problem. It's taken them some time to, quote unquote, commercialize the process, which I think they're in the process of doing now. And really what it comes down to is, you know, the policing side or the KBI side and how does general policing, interpret these types of things. If they pull someone over, how are they supposed to know what's, you know, the difference between marijuana and hemp? So I think they had to iron out some of those details. And that was really what the main snag is. Otherwise, you know, we've got a, I think we've got a great team and a big advocate in the state of Kansas for the farmers, you know, even in industrial hemp. So I don't see that government being a major thorn in our side.
Well, because you're an ag state. Massachusetts is not an ag state, but we have a lot of farmers who are in dire, you know, you get a lot of lip service. Oh, we want to help our farmers. We want to have farmers stay in business. Small farmers are important. Okay, so put your money where your mouth is, and that's really been the difficulty here. They're not getting the same kind of support that you're getting. I love that phrase, from field to shelf. I think I love that, frankly. I may steal it. Unless you have it trademarked. It's a really great, it really is descriptive of what's going on. All right, so we're talking about this in rosy, there's a sort of a rosiness to it, but there have to be challenges that you're meeting trying to figure out how to make all of the hemp, not just the processing end of it, but the growing of it. Are you hiring other farmers? Are you paying other farmers? That was my model idea, to pay them to grow X amount of of hemp and then bring it into process. But they get paid, you know, before the fact. There's a contract. You get paid X amount of dollars to grow X amount of hemp. Is that how you're doing it?
Well, that's a good question. The short answer is no. You know, it's a supply and demand thing right now in the state of hemp. So your input prices have decreased considerably to the point where it's very challenging. I mean, it's such a finicky crop to grow, number one. It's a challenge, particularly in Kansas. Two, you invest your dollars, your time to get this crop out. You know, managing it's one massive challenge, and then post-harvest stabilization is another massive challenge, you know, and a lot of guys lack the infrastructure to do it the right way. And now we've got a finished product that, you know, are we going to pay to have this process in oil? And are we as the farmers going to market this oil? Or are we going to have these contracts of what you are speaking to? And as far as I know that I think some of the early adopters, you know, in 2014, 15, 16, Colorado, Oregon, Kentucky, some of those guys landed the contracts when everything was new. But as far as I know, I don't know any other farmers that have successfully landed a contract because maybe a processor actually needs it. So it's a massive challenge. My suggestion and advice to anybody that would be looking to go to hemp is focus on, you know, quality over quantity. You know, a lot of guys think, oh, I'm going to grow 100 acres or whatever. It's, in my opinion, that's not a great idea. Start with a couple acres, nail it. Because at the end of the day, a little bit of good hemp will go a long ways.
Right.
And you can have a lot of bad hemp, and you're going to be sitting in a bad position. So it's certainly a challenge. So, yeah, start small, focus on quality over quantity, and more than likely, you're going to have to control your sales channels. You're going to have to develop your own sales channels to have that control to move product versus relying on a third party.
I've heard
that is a massive challenge.
I don't know whether you've heard this stat or not, but I heard early on when I was really looking into this that we are only scratching the surface to the point of 1/1,000th of what the potential is for hemp-related products, the food, the CBD oils, the medicinal effects, even the say that it's medicinal, but the help that you get from taking CBD, whether it's going to bed and relaxing you, or the things that when you have aches and pains in your shoulder and your neck, all of those things. So in a moment, I want to talk to you about some of the products that you have, because I know that it's really interesting. I want people to see or hear or understand what it is in the seeing department. You can again go to CanicoCBD.com. But most of you who are listening to this have heard ads on the radio for CBD products, and you've heard claims that they are really good at this, that, or the other thing. I think for the most part you can believe that. I've had it. I was first really attracted to this because I was using it myself to balance things that were not balanced, if you will, on my own body. So it certainly is. It's something that's coming, no question about it. So let's find out what actually there is for purchase, the kinds of things that are most popular, as we continue with James Garman, who's the CEO of Canico. I think that we need to broaden our horizons, that's for sure. It's kind of like agritourism, in a manner of speaking. All right, Doug has some interesting information for those of you who are, we talk about getting, there are all kinds of aids, getting a good night's rest, taking some capsules that are CBD or a little squirt or something, that's good. But also, you need a good environment. You need to be in a good bed. You need to have good pillows, all that stuff. You know, that's my entree to spend a few moments talking about MyPillow, MyPillow.com, the website. Right now, until the end of the year, they're doing the same thing they do every year. The sale of the year on their pillows, the standard size, the queen size, the king size, all are $40 off the normal price. You pay about $70 at retail for my pillows. In this circumstance, you're going to pay about $30. That's pretty good, huh? Yeah, you don't have to be a math genius to figure that out. $40 off at MyPillow.com. So take advantage of that for your house, for your families, homes, daughters, sons, whoever you know that is in need of good pillows. Buy them for Christmas. It's a fabulous time. How can you beat this? Less than $30 for pillows that are of this quality. MyPillow, the standard of the industry. Right now, use the promo code DJV when you go in to take advantage of the sale of the year on pillows at MyPillow.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created The Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Back to our discussion here, Doug Steffen with James Garman, learning about the CBD, the hemp business, as it affects farmers. But I thought I would get a little insight into what it is that's popular. Now, are you selling these things at the farm? Are you selling them through retail outlets that you found around Kansas? How, once you grow and process, then what's the marketing?
Yeah, so Canico is a multi-channel marketing and sales company. So we're looking at wholesale avenues. So like you mentioned, selling to retailers or resellers that are looking to support and sell CBD products. And then, of course, e-commerce and an affiliate channel. So we focus, kind of on the basics, per se. So your CBD oil tinctures, your topicals, some soft gels for sleep aid, and, we're looking into potentially some edibles or some gummies that seem to be popular. Mm-hmm. So for us, the key is to simplify it. We don't want to overwhelm the customer or the consumer with too many options, which seems to be a common thing. So for us, it's to overwhelm them with quality and give them a few options of high-quality products with higher concentrations. And we're hyper-focused on, the customer experience and interaction with our brand, as well as working with some experts in product formulation to increase, product efficacy. Launched some studies and trials around bioavailability and in general pharmacokinetics and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems to me that you're learning, I guess, because of the new business, you're going to learn, I don't want to say the hard way, but you're learning by doing, in essence. I mean, look at some of the things that you're offering here. We go to your website, again, canicocbd.com. You've got all kinds of things that the moisturizing pain cream. That, for me, is one of the most targeted things and one of the reasons this stuff is so successful. That is the CBD world. Are you finding it? What's the best-selling stuff you got?
Well, that's a good question. So far, the aches, we have a product called Aches and Pains. It's a targeted cream. It's mentholated with 4% menthol and 2,000 milligrams of full-spectrum CBD distillate. So that one seems to be a big seller in all channels. And then that's actually followed by the Snooze soft gels, which we had kind of a proprietary formulation put together for those Snooze soft gels. It's 1,000 milligrams full-spectrum CBD distillate with melatonin and what we call a sleepy botanical terpene blend. So we're really about working to develop formulations that are more for a targeted application, such as sleep. Because a lot of people are taking these things for a few different things, physical discomfort, mental discomfort.
Right. Yep.
How can we provide real value to you?
And the final, the $64 question in a few seconds, how do you price stuff so that, it's such a new business, how do you know how much to charge for it?
Well, we look at the competitors and we look at customer perception. Our objective at Canico is to work to make it a lot more affordable in the long run. Mm-hmm. Consumers are interested, they're aware, but not everybody
sure
wants to pay the prices. So
yeah, right.
I see it as our job to make it within reach for them from a financial vantage, make it affordable.
Makes good sense. James Garman, CEO of Canico CBD, certainly some food for thought for lots of farmers around the country, and maybe there's a co-op that could be created in your neck of the woods, yours, when I'm talking about that to the listeners, where you get the stuff growing and then you can process it. Continue good luck. CanicoCBD.com is the website to learn more about what Mr. Garman is talking to us about and how it might impact your farm and your life. This is the American Family Farmer.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Ace is a break with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer.
Rest easy with the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. You can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Will it help with her snoring?
I snore.
Does Rudolph have a red nose?
Yes, it can be gently raised on either side to help relieve snoring.
So you can really promise better sleep.
Not promise, prove. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Don't forget our podcast every week with a focus on how we can level the playing field for American family farmers and their customers, the locavores that use our products. As you know, I'm a dairy guy, a cow guy. I've been around cows all of my life. So I'm looking ahead and, well, kind of looking behind as well, but I don't like to spend a lot of time looking in the rearview mirror. A lot of people say that's the reason the mirror is so small and the windshield is so big, because what's behind you, you can't do anything about. So when I look into the milk pricing system that we have in the American dairy industry and understand how corrupt it is, based on the big ag input people getting in charge in the USDA, these stupid regional rules that keep the price of milk down, and that only benefits the big producers and it benefits the stores, but it doesn't benefit the farmer. Here we go again. And so the old saying, only five people in the world know how milk is priced and four of them are dead. The pricing system is so unfair. And that's how we've lost so many farmers. And you really can't figure out the price of your milk. I remember when because I was milking all Jerseys, so the butterfat content was really high and the protein content was high. I was getting paid on that. But when you try to figure out, when you look at it and the variables every week and every month, the stuff in there is, I mean, at the end of the day, dairy farmers want a more simple, transparent, and fair way of getting the milk priced. And used, a lot of folks are going to buying a small little processing plant, as you know, and selling the milk, and they're doing well. Certainly much better than they did before under this stupid thing across the country. It's baffling. The prices, the formula, the conversions, it just is made, it's obvious. It's kind of like Farmgate, in a manner of speaking. The farmers are getting screwed so badly. And so the milk production and the quality of the milk should be what you negotiate. You should be able to get what you deserve, not what the government says you deserve. Most of the prices are off by 74 cents to a buck, 100 weight, at least in my neck of the woods, as to what farmers are getting versus what it even costs them. They can't possibly make money. So they keep borrowing more money, you get government help here and there. But it's all because of the way they look at the components. It's all because of the fact that these big agribusinesses are trying. I mean, the guy who ran Suiza family's Dean Foods got a $3 million bonus 2 years ago for getting the price of milk down to 14 bucks a hundredweight, when in fact farmers can't produce milk for less than 21 bucks a hundredweight. For me, it was 24 bucks a hundredweight. That's what my cost was. And I was selling raw milk at $12 a gallon and still didn't make it work. So you can imagine. And then at the end of the day, what does that mean for the consumer? The price redo is something important to keep people in the business, but what does it mean for you when you're buying milk? Are you really getting a good product? And the answer is no, you're not, at least if you're getting most of the milk from the huge producers, because it's coming from these factory farms and not from people who are on smaller dairy farms that actually care about what's going on. You know, I drive around my area in Massachusetts and I don't see dairy farms anymore. There are very few of them here. You can count them by the dozens instead of by the hundreds. I want to see a dairy economy in which more of the milk produced in our country comes from smaller farms. Smaller dairy farms have special advantages for the rural economy, the environment, food security, and the policy roads that have been set by guys like Perdue and these other clowns, the guy that was there before him with Obama. They don't get it. They don't know and they don't care. All they know is, okay, we're going to have this next deal with whoever the biggest dairy farm is. We'll get his, he's going to contribute a lot to our campaign, so we'll go with him and whatever his recommendations are, rather than checking it out. And the look ahead to 2021, at best I would use the word mediocre for dairy. When you're thinking about how are we going to stay in, it certainly isn't bullish. It's not bearish. It is okay, but that's it. Maybe most of the people will be able to keep in business now with these various factors from various regions of the country. But to look ahead and think that we're going to have a wonderful day in Pennsylvania, New York, New England, Vermont especially, are we going to make more milk? Probably not. Are we going to have more farmers going out of business? I don't know that we'll have more farmers going out of business, but it's just tougher to make a living at it. So hopefully the new administration is going to figure that out. We'll keep our fingers crossed, won't we? Those are my comments and thoughts. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.